So, Agud Nuchaydesh, everyone, and it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. As Reb Shlomo said, we are embarking on our terrific trip in Eretz Hashem to Eretz Yisrael for the wedding of our daughter that we waited for so long. I will dedicate this year to the wedding, naturally, and I'll talk about a topic that is essential to every wedding, and that's the topic of Simchat Chatan V'Kala, the mitzvah of Mesameach Chatan V'Kala, how we do it and why we do it. So first of all, we all know the pasuk, Oy Yishoma Behore Yehuda V'Chutzos, we sing it, right? We don't realize that it's really not one pasuk, our song. So the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is going the following: Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Oy Yishama B'Makom Haze Asher Atem Omrim Charevu. In the future, we will still hear in this place that right now is completely empty and destroyed. Me'ein Adam u'me'ein Behema. There is no human beings and there is no animals in the place. Me'ein Adam u'me'ein Behema. Be'harei Yehuda u'vechutzot Yerushalayim. In the city of in the cities of Yehuda and outside Yerushalayim. Haneshamot, that they are now empty, me'en Adam u'me'en Yosheb u'me'en Behema. So the word Od Yishama, and then we have a few words in between, and then the pasuk says Be'arei Yehuda u'v'chutzot Yerushalayim, and the pasuk goes on to describe how empty and destroyed those cities are, and then the next pasuk is Kol Sason veKol Simcha, Kol Chatan veKol Kala, Kol Omrim Hodu et Hashem Tzvakot, Ki Tov Hashem Ki Leolam Chasdo, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu ends the Nevuah in Yirmiyahu ends the second pasuk Ki Ashiv et Shvut Haaretz Kevarishona Amar Hashem. I will bring back and settle Eretz Yisrael as it was in the beginning. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Bnei Yisrael. So, first of all, we should know that the song that we sing, Od Yishoma Behor Yehuda V'Chutzos Yerushalayim, Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha, it's not one pasuk. It's really two psukim that, for the purpose of the song, we just connected them all. Okay? Based on this pasuk, now remember, this is a nevuah that Yirmiyahu is telling us and promising us about the future. That in the future we will hear Kol Sason V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chatan V'Kol Kala. And the Gemara in Masechet Brachot says the following: Omar Rabbi Chelbo, Kol Ane'ene Misudat Chatan Ve'inu Mesamcho. If somebody enjoys, comes to the meal of the Chasane, of Sudat Chatan, it's interesting that the Loshon of the Gemara is Sudat Chatan, and he does not participate in the Simcha on making the Chosen happy, Over b'chamisha kolot, he is making a sin that is basically, he's transgressing five things that he should do. What are the five kolot, the five sounds that he should do? Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala, kol mitzalot chatanim. Okay? Kol omrim hodu la'ashem kitov. So the Gemara is saying that we take this pasuk of Yirmiyahu that is nothing more than a promise of what will happen in the future, and the Gemara turns it into an obligation. That when we have a Simchat Chatan, we have to be not only participating in the Chasane, but when we are participating, if we're not doing what we're supposed to do to make the Chosen happy, okay, we are over the Chamisha Koilas, we are transgressing five different Koilas that the Pasuk is saying. And then the Gemara says, and if you are making him happy, what is going to be the reward? And the Gemara says, Yuzoicha to Toiro, Shenitno b'chamisha koiles. In Matan Torah, the word koiles is mentioned five times. So if you are Mesameach, the Chosn and the Kale, you are also Zoicha to Torah. We will have to understand what's the connection between them. That's one opinion. Another opinion says the Gemara, Keilu hikriv toda, as if you brought a korban toda, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omar, and that's the one that everybody knows and talks about it, Keilu bana achat mechorvot Yerushalayim, Shenemar ki ashiv et shvut haaretz kevarishona amar Hashem. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that if we do not mesameach the Chosn v'Kale, then we are transgressing five koiles. If we are Mesameach the Chosn v'Kale, we are considered to be that we are helping building one of the broken houses in Yerushalayim. This is a Gemara. And this is really the source, one of the two sources we'll see, about the obligation to be mesameach chosen v'kala. So there's an interesting, Meroy Meisoda, the Netziv, wrote a sefer on the Maseches Brachos, and he says the following. Yesh le'asbir, he wants to understand what's the connection between somebody who is not mesameach chosen v'kale, he's not zoiche l'teire, and somebody who is mesameach the chosen v'kale, according to the first opinion, zoiche l'teire. What's the connection between them? And he's saying something very interesting. If somebody is not participating in the simcha of chosen v'kale, he doesn't dance, he doesn't sing, it is apparently because he thinks it's not mekovedik, it's not enough. He's a chosid mensch, and he had to sit down and be a sameach and dance and go in front of the chosin. It's not as mekovedik as it should be. It should be more done betzina, quietly, not befaresia. He says this is against the way that the Torah was given. The Torah was given bekoyle sebroki. Venire, the misheino mesameach chatan vekala, somebody who is not participating in the simcha of chosin vekala, megis dato, ומתקבב בעיניו לומר שהוא צנוע ביותר. It has to be done with sneezdik, not in פרסיה. ואינה כדאי מצוות שמחת חתן וקלה להשמיע קולו. The mitzvah of chosen v'kala is not that so big that he have to go and dance and yell and sing and do whatever needs to do. ונמצא לפי דעתו שלא היה ראוי שיהיו קולות במתן תורה. Because noise is not מכובדיק. ושיותר היה ראוי שתינתן התורה בצניעות חס ושלום. But according to him, everything has to be done quietly, privately. The same thing about chosen v'kala, the same thing as the Torah. So the interesting comparison that the Netziv is making between the two of them, between Torah and chosen v'kala, we'll get back to it later on. There's an interesting sfasemes with this regular sharp guy. He says that today, the custom is that we make the chasanas where the kala is. And most of the times, many times, the kala is the one, the parents of the kala, the kala herself, are paying for the wedding. He says, you know why we're doing it? Because the Gemara says, "Kol ameneh misudat chatan ve'ino mesamcho." But this is now becomes the suda of the kala because she's paying for it. So even if you're not mesameach, you're not doing over chamisha koiles.
Oh boy!
An interesting view of it. Okay. How do we actually mesameach the chosen v'kala? And I have to tell you that I have seen it in my own family, and I've seen it in many, many simchas. There is a vast different ways of simchas chosen v'kala, and all of them are valid, but I think that all of them are valid depends on the circumstances, and we will see it as we go. The Shailas V'tshuvas Be'er Sheva says, Ika le'meidak simcha zo ma'i. How do you actually do this simcha of chosen v'kala? And he says, Lachem nireh li lo'emar, the simcha zo, hi le'sameach et ha'chosen b'dvorim. Talking to the chosen. Telling him things that will make him happy. This is the simcha. And that's why we have so many blah blah in many of the chasanes and the sheva brochas. People talk one after the other. And they'll tell you the basis of the Gemara that he brings to. Umatzati li ozen kashevet begemora arucha beperekama de brochas. Omar Rav Ashi hagra debei hilula omili. The reward when you go to a simcha is words, okay? Upirish Rashi mili lesameach hachatan bedvarim, that you want to be mesameach bechosin. So now there is no need to sing, there is no need to dance as far as lesameach chosin v'kala. The way you do it is mili. You are telling him exactly the things that make him happy. Rav Akiva Eger brings the Mogen Avraham in Drush v'Chidush. He brings the Mogen Avraham. He says, "V'amagen Avraham." בחושבו בסימן קופנון וב הרבה עניינים שצריך אדם לדבק. The Mogen Avraham counts a lot of things that a person should really be extra careful with, and one of the things that he counts is לשמח חתן וקלה. The people have to be very, very extra careful with this. Says the Rav Akiva Eger, וצריכים לדקדק בזה כל אחד כפי דרגתו. There is no one size fits all for how you mesameach people. If it's somebody who's a ben Torah, who enjoys very much learning, So what you do is mesameach oto b'divrei Torah. You're telling him a dvar Torah because that's what makes him happy. Uleish poshut, if somebody is not a big learner, b'divrei agoda. You're telling him stories, you're telling him agadata. Uleish yoiser poshut besichana umilta debdichoto b'mili de'alma. You can talk to him about everything, be nice, and make him happy. But again, the Rabbi Akiva Eger is still talking about different ways of talking to different people. But still the basic assumption is that the way you mesameach chosen v'kale is mili, is saying things. We'll see later on that beside the chiyuv of mesameach chosen v'kale, there is another issue of ketzad meradim lifnei akale. We'll see it. The Meiri, who's a Rishon, he writes that the chiyuv to be mesameach chosen v'kale is bekol minei simcha, whatever makes the chosen happy, except bedivrei hilulim, not to go nuts, not to go crazy, not to do things that are inappropriate. But other than that, says the Meiri, bekol minei simcha. Okay, and he says that Bebei Shmuel, one of the Noisa Kelim, is saying the following. Kol dovo shiyochoi lesamchoi, everything that can make the chosen happy, hu bichlal mitzvah. And he brings examples. Moshit lo ma'achal o meshke. You give the chosen something to eat or to drink. O mechabdo, okay? And maybe the Tamei HaMenogim writes that maybe that one of the reasons that we are giving the chosen a gift is to make him happy. That's another way of making the chosen happy, giving him a gift. We just have to be sure that what we give him is making him happy. Okay? Anyway, then it's an interesting. So up until now we're talking about making the chosen happy either by dvorim, agra debe hilula mili, or whatever makes him happy. The Shulchan Aruch, the two, brings an interesting aloha. The Kosav Abi Ezri. You know, we are not used to it, but I remember that I attended in Yerushalayim, many of the chasanas were done Friday afternoon. The wedding was Friday afternoon. Naturally, you did not sit down to eat a four-course meal. It was more cakes and wine, and I attended some of them. And then, the suda of the chasana was the Friday night meal. Okay? Are you allowed to tell a goy to play an instrument on Shabbos? Huh? Says the Torah Chaim, v'kosav ovi ezri, shemutar lomar le'akum lenagen b'klei shir. Here, you're allowed to tell a goy on Friday night or on Shabbos to be menagen. Why? He says, da'amir le'akum b'mokoy mitzvah shari, to tell an akum to do something on Shabbos, if it's a mitzvah, we're allowed to tell him to do it. Ve'en simchas chosn v'kalo, big bombshell. He says the true simcha of a chosn v'kala, you have to have an orchestra. You have to have not just the singing, but you have to have instruments that are helping the singing. And therefore, he says you're allowed to tell a goy on Shabbos to do it. The psak halacha is not to do it, okay? But the notion is that you're allowed to do it. Why? Because it's a b'mokri mitzvah. And the mitzvah of simchas chosn v'kale cannot be performed without instruments. You need to have instruments there. And the Ma'aril writes that the source for this is there was actually a case that one of the governors or the dukas in one of the cities, okay, shepam achad gozar amoishel shelo yenagnu b'klei shir. He puts an iser to have an orchestra in a wedding. Vetziva lehoylich hachosn v'akale leir acheret laasot shama chatuna b'klei shir. Okay, so the Ma'aril actually ordered, and I think it brings in the name of the Chassam Sofer, or the Chassam Sofer brings this in his name, I don't remember, that actually because there was a prohibition of using klei shir in the wedding in this city, he said move the wedding to another city, which is not a simple operation. Okay, that's how much the obligation to have klei shir. An interesting Rav Leiba Le'Eger says the following. He wants to explain why is it so important to have the klei shir, to have an orchestra in the wedding. He says smach leminag Yisrael liyot menagdim beklei shir. Mokoim Hashroes Hashchina. We are making this wedding a similar place to the place that was in Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because the Gemara says that Ish veIsho Zochu Shchino Shruya B'neihem. The Shchina is coming down. And the Ish veIsho Zochu, it starts right there. Actually, if you would think about the minute that the people, the men and the women, are the most purified, okay, it's the time of the Chasana. Because all the Averes were erased. Nimchaku kol avonotem. You have two pure people standing here in front of the wedding. That's the Zochu, that Shchino B'neihem. He says the same way that we had the Chiyuv in Beis Hamikdash, Mokoyim Hashchina, to use clay shir as part of the Avodah, the same chiyuv we have in a wedding, that the Shechina is down there, to use the clay shir similar to the Beis Hamikdash. So we have now a whole gamut of ways of how to perform it, okay? From saying things, to give the chosin what he wants, to feed him, maybe giving him a gift, or use clay shir. All of them can fall under the rubric of Mesameach Chosin V'Kalok. I want to talk later on about the issue of why do we have to do it. You know, Yossi Solaich Eloikaich Kinsois Choson Al Kalo. We are saying a bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make us happy and we will be happy with us. Kinsois Choson Al Kalo, the same way that the Choson and Kalo are happy. So you have two happy people. Why do we have to make them happy? They are already happy. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. The Gemara is talking in Ksubas. Keitzad meragdim lifnei akala. There is a whole Gemara that talks how to dance in front of the kala. So the Gemara says, Omar amru alav al Rav Yehuda bar Eloi, shehoyo noitel bat shel hadasum raked lifnei akala. He used to take an hadasim, one big, I'm assuming it wasn't a little thing, but was a big branch of hadasim, and used to dance with it in front of the kala. We're talking about Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi, one of the holiest Tanoim in the world, okay? That's what he used to do. And what did he used to do? He used to dance in front of the Kala and used to sing Kala no v'chasudot. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yitzchok, meraked aplat. Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yitzchok used to dance in front of the Kala with three of them. And there's different ways to explain what aplat, but Rashi says that he juggled. He used to take three adasim and throw them in front of the kala, okay? You're talking about somebody who was at the time probably God Lado, okay? That's what he found necessary to do in a chasaneh, to be mesameach keitzad meragdim lifnei akala. Says the Gemara, Omar Rab Zeire, kamach siflan saba. The Shmuel Bar Yitzchok is shaming us. You're taking such a godel, and he's making a fool of himself. He's standing in front of the kala and juggling adasim. Says the Gemara, Kinach Nafshei, when Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok was Nifto, Ifsik Amuda Denura Ben Didei Lekuli Alma. A fire from Shemaim separated him from the rest of the crowd, separated his bed from the rest of the crowd. Ifsik Amuda Denura, an open, a supernatural phenomenon, Ness, that was doing it. Says the Gemara, Ugmiri, and the conclusion of Chachomim at that time was, Delo ifsik amuda denura ela il echad bedara, il etrei bedara. That this is something that happens either once or twice in a generation. We haven't seen it by us, but I guess at that time it used to happen, but it happened once or twice in a generation. Omar Rav Zeire, and why did it happen to Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak? Ahanilei shutitei lesaba. This hadasim that he used to juggle, that's what caused the Amuda Denura, this fire, to come down. Be'amrilai shtutei lesaba. The things that he made shtutei means shtus, he made himself a fool. The fact that he agreed or was happy to make himself a fool in order to be mesameach the chosin with the kala. Can you imagine yourself that you have a chasaneh and the kala sits there and the chosin sits, Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky comes and juggles three of them? What can be a bigger simcha? I mean, you can see that the God Lador is making all his efforts, even though for some people it looks like he makes a fool of himself. But that's what caused the Amuda Denura to be out there. The Gemara says, Rav Acha, Markivla kitfei umarakev. Rav Acha used to take the kala on his shoulder and dance with it. So they asked him, can we do it the same way? Omar lehu, idam yinalechem kikshur lechai. If you think, if when you raise the kala, it, for you in your mind, it's like raising a piece of wood, which means it doesn't cause you anything in terms of emotion, you can do it. By me, that's what it does to me. But anyway, the Gemara described here Tanoim that did unbelievable efforts to be mesameach the chosen and the kala. And the Yamshel Shloime wants to write, we spoke about beforehand the relationship between Matan Torah and Simchas Chosen. Keshem shebesimchas Torah mutar lirkod mishum kovod haTorah, kach shar lirkod lenisuim mishum kovod chosen vekale be'ez hanisuim v'hu kvod hamokan. Says this, the Yamshel Shloime, that the same way that in Simchas Torah we're dancing in front of the Torah, we are obligated to dance in front of the chosen and the kale, and that is considered to be as if we're dancing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the comparison. And again, we have to realize that one of the things that I'm not sure how much we understand it, this is a religious event. This is a holy event, okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. We believe that all the neshamas of the older parents and grandparents are also there. But the chasana is a holy event, and the dancing that we have to do should not go into drinking and doing with things that are inappropriate. The dancing is a holy dancing. It's a holy event. We are mesameach the chosen, the kale. It's not just a mitzvah sheben adam lachavero, as we'll see soon, but it's also a mitzvah sheben adam lamokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. It's interesting. The Shem Yishmuel, the son of the Avner Nezer, writes something interesting. The word rikud, dancing, is coming from the same root word as meraked. Meraked is one of the melochas on Shabbos, which is sifting. He says, when we are lifting ourselves from the ground and dancing, we are separating ourselves from the chomer. We're trying to take an act, which is a physical act, and lift it up to become a spiritual act. That's the sifting that we do, the rikud and the meraked. So lifting ourselves from the ground is not just a physical lifting, but also a spiritual lifting. And the Levush is writing, I'm just going to read you a few halachas because there are a few other issues that I want to discuss. The Levush is writing, Mitzvah gedoylo lesameach choson vekalo lerakid lefaneah veloima shino v'chasudo. It's a big mitzvah to do it, and he says that we learn it from Avram. Avram asked, the Malachim asked Avram, where is Sarah Ishtecho? And the Gemara says that they ask him, where are you, Sarah Ishtecho, lechabev o albaylo, to be mechabev Sarah and Avram. He said that was a day like they were married, because that was the day that they were notified they will have children, and Sarah became young again. He said, so we see that there is an issue of being mechabev albaylo. The Shulchan Aruch paskin the same aloche, mitzvah lesameach choson vekala, umevatlim talmud Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch, lachnos es kala lechupo. And the Rambam is saying that the mitzvah is mitzvah aseh shel divrei, it's a mitzvah aseh midivrei chachomim, lachnos eskala v'chen lesameach hachatan v'akala b'seuda ulesadam b'chol tzorcheim. And the Rambam says, ve'elu em gmilus chasodim shebegufoi, she'en lahem shiur. There's no limit to it. Af al pi shekol mitzvah is elu medivrehem, even though those mitzvahs are considered to be mitzvahs de rabbonon, harei hen bichlal ve'ahavta lereach hakamocha. So in the bottom line, it's becoming really a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's an interesting, you know, if you read the histories, there's a lot of stories about how in different communities they were mesameach, what did they do to be mesameach chosen v'kala? I just read an interesting thing that they say that in Yerushalayim, after the Suda, they used to put the chosen and the kala sitting together, and they gave a torch to each one of them. And they used to dance around them, and in the dancing, they extinguished the torch of the chosen, and they told the kala to light the torch of the chosen. And then they extinguished the torch of the kala, and they told the chosen to light the torch of the kala, just to show how together they are, and how it should be ba'achvo, and there's a lot of minhagim, how they did it in the chasanas. I want to talk about a topic that is really important. Why is it so important to be mesameach chosen v'kala? we have two of the happiest people in the world. It make more sense to be obligated to be mesameach somebody who's troubled, somebody who's an oni ve'evion, somebody whose life is miserable, and we have an obligation to make him happy. So there's a few answers to it, and I think we should pay attention to all of them. There's an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch that says the following. What happens if on Monday and Thursday we have two chassanim in shul? Both of them are Israeli. Says the Shulchan Aruch, B'sheni v'chamishi u'b'shabbat b'mincha koirim shloisha. Usually we call on the Kohen Levi and Israel. U'barama and the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch ed, v'im ayu shnei chatanim v'hem Israelim. What happened if they are in shul now? Two chatanim and both of them are Israelim. What do we do with the aliyahs? Mutar le'osif likro dalet. We are allowed to add an aliyah and call four people on Monday and Thursday and on Shabbos, mincha, instead of three. Now, the whole reason that we are calling only three people on Monday and Thursday is because people are in a rush. That's why we're not reading the whole parsha. So, some of the Moshe Kelim are arguing on the Ramah saying, you have a private wedding here, your host is very nice, but why would everybody there in a rush to go to work, why do they have to suffer for it? But that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. There's a few, those are three answers that I'm going to give you, but all of them are basically saying the same thing, that the simcha of a chosen and a kala is not a private simcha. It's not a private simcha, it's a simcha of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, it's not somebody that is imposes his own simcha on somebody else, but somebody that is, the simcha is a general simcha and everybody is participating. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is saying, he has a sefer on the Torah called Emes LeYaakov. Yes, why is this that all the halachas of dinei ishus, all the halachas of the halachas between men and husband and wife and nisuim are written in Sefer Dvorim, which usually talks about the tzibur, the kings, and everything else. What is this private thing has to do with it? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that the Torah is coming to tell you that nisuim should be Israel eino inyan proti anogea lishnei atzdodim umishpachton belvad. It's not a private thing that has to do only with the families of the chosen and the kale. Why? Because once somebody is married, he becomes now an integral part of Klal Yisrael. Okay? And it's interesting that the Gemara called those that you're not allowed to marry psulei kohol. They are apostle to come be called. Not psulei chitur, psulei kohol. He says because complete integration of a person into Klal Yisrael is done through chasene. There was a rob here in Chicago. His name was Rab Mordechai Rogov. And Rab Mordechai Rogov wrote a sefer called Ateres Mordechai. You can't get the sefer today. Baruch Hashem, I have a copy of this. And he says, the question that we started this year with, the Novi Yirmiyahu is saying, Oyd Yishoma Behore Yehudo V'chutzo Yisrushalayim, he's promising what will be in the future. Ask Rabbi Rogov, how this promise of what will be in the future turns into an obligation. The Gemara says that this, what Yirmiyahu says, now makes us obligated to do it. Yirmiyahu is not asking us, it's not a commandment. Yirmiyahu is promising something that will happen in the future. How what happens, what's going to happen in the future, becomes an obligation. So Rav Rogov wants to say the following. The word Oyd Yishoma, the word to hear, has two meanings. Hate to hear, and in Yiddish you say to the head, to listen, to understand. He says, Yirmiyahu is telling us two things here. First of all, a promise to the future, but he's telling us another thing. That a condition for the future building of Beis HaMikdash is Oyd Yishoma Behore Yehuda Dekol Soso and Dekol Simcha. We need to understand that part of the building block of Beis HaMikdash in every generation is another wedding and another building and another building and another mishpacha. And what the Yirmiyahu says is, I'm just not promising you in the future what you will hear, but I'm also demanding that you will understand that those Hamisha Koilas of Konsos and Rekol Simcha is a prerequisite, it's a precondition to what will be in the future. That's how it turned into an obligation. Because the building of Klal Yisrael, a building block for the future, for Beis HaMikdash, is another wedding and another wedding. It's not no longer a private wedding. The interesting thing by Emes, the Gerer Rebbe in Likutim, is saying something very interesting. He says that the chosen on the day of the chasene has soul power. Shachosen yichol lashpia parnoso laakol then michush bebitul melocha. The chosen is a rebbe on the day of the wedding, and the chosen can actually ask for parnoso for the call, for the participant. So the reason that we are mechuyev to participate in this, the reason that this is not a private simcha, is because we are actually benefiting from being in that simcha. I want to tell you an interesting story. I was here in a wedding that somebody in Chicago made, Abe Beitner, and he made a wedding to his son. And his father, Zichrono Livracha, was in the wedding. And I come to the wedding and his father tells me, Rabbi Yishkov, come, I want you to sit down next to me. Now, all the family is sitting like in a line and everybody's going, coming through to say Mazel Tov to them. And I said, no, I can't sit. No, it doesn't help me. So finally I took a chair, but I sit with the back to everybody. So they're sitting here, and he wants to tell me something. And he loved to talk to me, and I loved to talk to him. He was a survivor. He spoke a good Polish and Yiddish. And he says, Rabbi Shkob, I want to ask you something. The Gemara says that Chosn Doim El Melech. Yeah? Chosn is like a king. He says, who's the nation of this king? Did you ever see a king without a nation? The Chosn is a king. Who's the nation? There is Zana Poor Folk, as he said in Yiddish. I said, okay, Mr. Beitner, what's the answer? He says, everybody here that comes is the Chosn's nation. Everybody here that comes, they're the nation of this Chosn. For the Chasene and for the Sheva Brochas. And, you know, I got up there, and then he went through the regular speech, you know, that if somebody would have told me at the lager and the camps that I would be able to be zeichet to see a wedding of a grandson with so many people, I would think that he went crazy. Okay, and Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me. This was something that I heard from my father, from a lot of survivors. But then I thought to myself, I went, the next morning I got up and I said, if Mr. Beitner would have been a Rosh Hashiva, he could have said a shiur kloli, a brisker shiur kloli, because what he told me at that moment, I thought was something brilliant. We have to participate in the wedding because this is the coronation. We are participating in a coronation process. We are the one that making the chosn a king. And the same way that we dance around a king. And we'll see soon that that's already a rishonim that are saying it. But the reality is that our participation in the chosn is the precondition to make the chosn a king. Because if we're not there, he's no king. There's no king without any nation. So I thought it was a very brilliant way to do it. And the Tashbetz actually writes, "Achosn doim el melech, ma melech hayolav makifim oisoy." The same way that the king, the soldiers are surrounding him, "Achosn shoshvinov makifim oisoy." The shoshvinim of the chosn, it's either those that are taking the chosn to the chuppah or everybody that participate in the wedding. This is the shoshvinim of the chosn, and we surround those, we are the shoshvinim surrounding them. The shiiltes, it's written, not sameach tesamach reim ho ahuvim, it's written, sameach tesamach reim ve ahuvim. We're talking about the shoshvinim. The Bnei Soschol is saying that the chosn, not only the awareness of the chosn are being erased, but the awareness of every participant in the wedding is being erased. There are some interesting explanations for it. We'll leave it for next time. Thank you very much, and Mazel Tov.